Hello, hello, Tony.
Hang on, Ed.
What?
We're not going to go straight into the opening theme, are we?
No. We'll have a chat beforehand.
Because I just think what would be good...
What's that?
...is like on a TV show, there should be a dramatic scene.
Oh, like in CSI.
To hook people in before the opening credits.
It's a really
like,
good idea.
Like someone should burst in and... Hey, what's going on here? What?
Nothing.
Ed,
it's embarrassing.
What was that?
Ed, is that me?
Well, no, I mean, I'm me.
Hang on, have you taken some of my DNA and cloned a second version of myself?
Well, hang on, in order to do a podcast...
Nah, hang on, Tony. It's not like that.
No, I've been here all along because I've been...
Shut up, I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Ed, you have no right to be pissing about with my genetic material.
No, the new you is far more agreeable than the old you.
That's right, I've been playing along with the Warnie jokes. It's been great.
He's a great guy.
That is bullshit. He knows nothing about Warnie. What is with that hair?
And
it looks ridiculous. And you're just trying to look young to be on Nova.
And he's got bigger norks.
That is true, I am stacked.
Oh, this is bullshit. You'll be hearing from my attorney.
No, we won't because...
Or a cloned version of him.
That's it. Get out of here, grumpy old Tone. I like new Tone. He sings.
I certainly do. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez, what was all that about?
Oh, clones these days, Tone. You can't trust him. He won't bother us again.
Hey, I'm loving the sound of that intro, I have to say.
Well.
Oh, no.
Well.
You're not. You haven't.
No. The thing is,
the one yesterday was, I thought, below par.
This is the one you didn't go with. Summer loving, have me a blast.
Yeah, okay.
Summer loving, happened so fast. I met a girl.
Singing along.
Something for me.
Right.
Well, you don't understand Tone the way I do, the way the worldwide interweb works.
I don't know that we had to play that all over again.
We're huge in Europe, man.
We could have just hinted at it.
Dude, we're huge in Europe.
Are we?
We're like Tiesto.
This is the second podcast. How can we...
And white jeans.
Right.
We travel fast.
Okay.
So I've come up with a special Euro-friendly intro to the Summer Lovin' podcast.
L'amour été happened très vite. L'amour été, j'ai une blast. J'ai met une fille. Croissant as can be.
Croissant as can be.
Listen, you. I don't have time to learn French.
Okay.
A big bonjour to everyone listening in France.
Put that into the Nova translation engine.
Yes, that works, that translation engine. How are you, Tone?
I'm good.
How are you?
Have we got any special guests today? Because I was hoping maybe Hugh Jackman could drop by.
Oh, look at that.
Did you see that footage?
Yeah, he hit himself in the face.
He hit the stage eye first.
Yeah, that's why he does things.
Which is always bad. I couldn't work this out. Listen, in the paper, the sickening sound of the collision called an immediate halt to filming with Winfrey calling to medics, as on the Oprah Winfrey
live show,
special. Jackman said he had practiced the high wire move before the show when he had applied the brake. And it had stopped too suddenly, so it's gone.
Yeah, it's already been
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, he's worked out the brake's a key part of it.
Of course, yeah.
You've got maybe 4.5 seconds.
No, probably less, yeah.
Gonna have to kick that brake in at some point.
Yeah, of course.
Then it says, distracted by seeing his family and Winfrey on stage, he failed to deploy the brake.
Yeah.
Could that happen really?
Well, when Oprah Winfrey's making out with your wife. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
You try hit a brake.
I can see my house from up here. Bang! Eye first.
That is good news. That
maybe he saw one of those billboards for the iced tea.
Oh, those, yes. Refreshing.
With just a photo of him. He's not even holding up an iced tea.
No. Because that's the starting point from the ad. Hugh Jackman won't hold an iced tea. That costs more.
Right.
Don't worry. Jackman will bounce back.
Right.
Listen, we do have some advice today, Tone.
I would say then that they should refrain from any sexual activities.
You're not the boss of me!
Now, who is that bloke? Tell me who he is.
Sepp Blatter.
Right.
And he's the president of FIFA. He runs soccer.
And what was his advice?
If you are going to the World Cup in Qatar and you are homosexual, then you should...
refrain from any sexual activities.
Is this for just homosexual players? Or
No, this is for everybody.
Right, okay.
For fans as well.
A blanket ruling.
Yeah, it's a blanket ruling.
Okay, right. What about everyone else? Non-gays?
It's more and more of them. Everywhere you look. Non-gays. They're free. It's an open...
Go for your life.
It's a go for your life. You know, we do have a special guest here. She's been quiet so far. Lisa Wilkinson from the Today Show is sitting to my right. What is it, Lisa? Why do you keep staring at me?
Well, I'm looking at your top. Would you say that is the appropriate amount of cleavage if you want to be taken seriously?
Oh, yeah, no. What? There's only one nipple out. The other is partially covered by mesh.
It's the summer loving look. I'm sorry, I'm confused. So why does Blatter feel that only gay people should refrain?
Because it's illegal in Qatar.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
And is he going to be policing that?
So if you're at a soccer game and an elderly gentleman starts stroking your leg, as attractive as he is, refrain. Right. It's Blatter undercover.
And if you were just at a football game and suddenly, you know, it descends into sodomy, that's going to be frowned upon by FIFA.
You've given yourself away. Do you know what I mean? You're anti-gay because you said descend into sodomy.
Right.
Why can't it be celebratory sodomy? Why can't it be a festival? You are part of the problem. It's you and Blatter. Martin and Blatter together at last.
I think these podcasts are part of the problem because
the public deserves better.
So when does it start to become illegal?
Why don't we do this? I'll lay out a scenario and you yell illegal when you think it becomes illegal.
Okay. I'm Serge Blatter.
You're Sepp Blatter. Serge Blatter.
His evil clone twin.
Is a made-up person by you. Ah, this World Cup's just the best. This is a great seat. I can see all the male players up close.
Okay, it might not sound dodgy at home, but if people could see what you're doing, Ed is actually manipulating one of those devices that you can buy on the internet. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a thermos for your penis.
Oh, stop that.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have seen that.
You can get a tartan one, which is nice if you're on a picnic.
For a family picnic.
Have you seen that? The penis thermos.
I have. Grandpa, how long are you going to be using that for, man? I bought it. Seriously, stop hogging. Tone, it is summer.
Yeah, it is.
I got to ask you something. How many of the summer festivals are you going to, the music festivals?
I haven't been to any of the festivals.
Okay, you've missed Meredith, you know that.
I'm hoping that Spoleto will come back.
Stop saying Spoleto. It's a type of pasta. It's not a music festival. One of these festivals I'm about to tell you is fake. Hot barbecue.
All right, that's just a hot barbecue. I've seen that.
Incorrect. It's a festival.
Oh, okay.
Daryl Braithwaite and the Black Eyed Peas present horses.
Yeah, that sounds possibly the go. I did see a thing at a Tattersall's venue recently, and it was the 80s are coming back. It was Daryl Braithwaite.
Ouch.
Pseudo Echo.
Fantastic.
And I think one of the Blakeney twins.
Now mention something contemporary, quickly.
Flat Cap Harry.
Stop it.
Have you not seen Flat Cap Harry? He plays all the big festivals.
Future Music Festival.
Real. It's real for real.
Warney Summertime English Supermodel Pash Fest.
False.
It's happening as we speak. What are you doing this summer? I'm off to the launch of Ruby Rose's new haircut.
I'm comparing aspect ratios on various Region 1 DVDs.
Snore.
In my lounge room. Are we losing people? I can feel already.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Slipping down the iTunes charts.
Happy Tree Friends has just taken us over. Sleek Geeks have got us in their sights. They'd never talk about this. Will you be watching the test match? Any of them?
No.
This is the Ashes, obviously, Australia versus England. I can tell you this, that Michael Beer has been selected in the Australian squad.
Oh, you mean Gary Beers?
Who's that?
There was someone in NXS. It's obviously his name was just Gary Beers. Then someone it's not cutting through. Doesn't have traction.
Yeah, I can't afford another name.
Flip another Gary on the front there.
Two Garys? What if I want to put it in the middle? So Michael Beer has been selected for the Australian cricket team.
Yeah.
This is just the sponsors getting their way.
Hmm.
Also playing in the test is Greg Vodafone and Craig Justin Bieber's new album My World 2.0. Good luck to all of them.
Okay, if I was to go along to, what did you call it again?
Future Music Festival, man.
The cricket.
Oh, right, the cricket.
What would I wear? Because I don't want to look like an idiot.
Well, there's one English guy that shows up dressed as Snagglepuss.
All right.
And okay. I love that guy.
So that's taken.
So Snagglepuss. There's a couple of pirates that show up. Oh, have you thought about the watermelon helmet, Viking style?
I love a cat in a watermelon helmet.
But he can't get into the game.
That's got cut through. Here's what I saw recently in Richmond. I saw two blokes going into the Spread Eagle pub. Really tall bloke.
No, I don't want to go in there.
Really short bloke. Really short bloke was wearing a dinner jacket,
That's a tuxedo jacket. Nice. That's nice.
But he was wearing it over one of those T-shirts that already has a tuxedo printed onto it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
No, that's, I think
that I've done that.
One cancels out the other.
Not at all. From the
Surely
back, it looks like you're wearing a tuxedo.
The normal tuxedo jacket would obviates the need for the fake printed on tuxedo.
No, because if you've gone to all the trouble of getting the tuxedo T-shirt,
right,
then you go, oh well, I don't want to look stupid.
Okay,
I need a pair of board shorts and a proper set of tails.
I think we need the voice of common sense. And in the first Summer Lovin' podcast, we had a really great reaction to Ash and his comedy stylings.
He's an interesting character.
Just to recap, he was floating two new ideas for
bits
stand-up material.
The first one was, have you ever noticed how when you give people a bite of your food, they say, before they taste it?
I guess that's an observation.
You've known comedy for a long time. Have you ever known anyone to do that?
No one has yet exploited the vast potential of the premature mmm. So he's got it. It's a blue sky as far as that one's concerned.
And the other one was, why is it that animals can do number twos but not number ones at the same time?
I don't know how he quite determined that to be the case, but he was saying that it's bad when you go to have
two
number twos and then, oh, bonus number ones. Yeah, like, that's, to me,
I know
it's just two birds with one stone.
No,
what's the problem there?
Well, you're a time-poor individual.
Right.
I know that you like to do that and have a shower at the same time.
It's bad when you're taking a dump in the shower, don't you think?
Unless you're at a camping site where everybody's doing it. That's why you go camping. That's the only possible reason. Over summer, everywhere over summer, you can hear the sounds of stamping.
Do we want to hear a bit more of Ash? Because we've got some more in the tank from the one we did yesterday.
Do we need to? What else has he got for
us? Something to do with his holiday and, I think,
his new summer living arrangement.
And Luke McGregor was sitting in. Nova.
So you move into your new joint.
Yeah.
How are you going to decorate? You got no furniture.
I need money. Tony, can I borrow a couple of grand? Someone.
Yeah,
seriously.
No, it's fine.
Really?
I actually need money. I'm not even joking.
What are you thinking for the decor?
Just want a couch, and I've got a good plasma. I've got a kick-ass plasma.
Right.
That's my focus. So I want to bring focus to the plasma, and I want a nice couch, and I've got a bed. So just enough money.
So if people want to donate to this
donate?
Worthy yeah. cause, the number to call.
The Ash Williams Seedy Bachelor Pad Foundation.
It's going to be so beautiful. And I'm going to get some prints and put them on the wall.
What are you thinking?
I don't want to go into it too much because I actually don't want people to steal my idea.
Mate, right. No, fair to say no one will steal your idea.
That's
what are you thinking?
Rubbish.
Black and white New York ones?
No way.
And Getty's Kids
no
in Pumpkins?
Way.
So what is it?
Well, you know, I recently bought a French thing, but I want to get prints of, like, you know, cool French things. Like, you know, I want to get prints of
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
Right, yep.
And I'm going to do that in my flat.
Have you got one?
No, I mean, I will now.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It's a long stick of bread.
Just the classic.
A bite with onions hanging from it.
No.
A man with a beret and a striped shirt.
No. Do you know what? There's actually
artist.
A store. I'll have you guys around.
Called what?
I don't know what it's called, but there's a print shop on High Street.
Right.
And I found everything I needed in that store.
Is it only France you're going for?
Pretty much. It's a small place. I just want to nail a theme. Because I'm not moving in for another 2 weeks, but I do need some money.
Surely they pay you to work at Nova.
No, I recently went on a holiday.
Right.
Well, not really a holiday. I went to Perth on a family trip because my younger brother was graduating medicine.
Right.
And
that wouldn't have cost you, wouldn't your parents have...
Well, you would have thought so, Tom.
Ash's father is a doctor.
Yeah.
Right.
On a good day, he throws it around. Okay.
Right.
On a bad day, he's tight as a fish's ass. He really is.
Won't even tell you if you're sick or not.
No way.
And you've driven all the way to Perth?
No, I got on a plane, paid for my own fares, not cheap.
Yep.
And I had to stay for a minimum of 3 days.
You get a movie, though, on the way to Perth.
No, Jetstar. They told me
nothing.
Nothing, mate.
Shadow puppets.
Yeah, there was no movies.
Just the hostess at the front of the plane.
No movies. You're going to pay for your coffees, too. I just wanted a bloody coffee, $4. Get stuffed. I had two of them.
Okay, so you bought so many coffees
so out of
that you can't afford to decorate your flat.
$8 out of pocket. That's print money.
No, So then I had to pay for my bloody hotel, and they gave me a scan key, and they said if you come in after hours, scan this on the little scanner.
How much did you pay for the hotel room?
$170 per night.
Okay.
Cracking views. Anyway, on this particular evening, I didn't meet anyone, and I just came home about 3 a.m, Lukey. And I went to scan in, and the thing hasn't flickered at all. It just stayed red. I thought, this bloody scanner doesn't work. I stayed trying for about 10 minutes. I thought, shit, this thing's not working. I thought, that's it. I'm going to have to sleep on the beach. So I thought, I need to make a little bed in an alcove. So I broke into this little restaurant, and I got two chairs. and just got a few hours kip.
Hang on, so you haven't slept in the hotel? Surely that's a refund. Surely you're getting $170 back. That goes straight into a picture of the Arc de Triomphe.
You're right. You're right. I got that back.
Ah, oh, but Marcel, those statues, yeah. So much closer.
Okay. My gran came. She's 92. She lives in Melbourne in a kick-ass bloody retirement village in Roeville.
Sounds nice.
It's the best.
And Dad goes, you should come on our flight so you can usher gran home in the cab. And I thought, yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, make sure gran gets home okay.
Yeah.
Surely Dad's going to give me a few bloody Benjamins or something to get gran home.
He's come up with nothing.
He gave me nothing. He gave me... I was lucky to get
not even a prescription.
Do you know, I didn't even get a...
not even Cialis.
I didn't even... Yeah, I would have loved Cialis, but he didn't even give me a handshake. He gave me a high five at the airport.
Your dad? That's embarrassing.
And then I jumped...
He's a rapper.
How much do you reckon it cost me to go from the airport to Roeville... back to my place in Camberwell?
$5.
$180.
Even so close. The refund on the hotel room squandered
on
ferrying some old lady to her house.
Well, so you get booted from your mum's in 10 days.
Oh, mate, can't wait.
You haven't been able to have any ladies over, have you?
I only ever had one girl over, and she just never again.
What was
never
the problem?
Again.
What was the main?
She came home, and she was legless.
She probably wouldn't have come home with you if she was, actually.
And I was driving.
Burn.
First thing she's done is open my car door into the only tree in the street with a lot of force. I've gone, steady on. She goes, oh, well, you parked it there. I've gone, all right, fair enough. I go, look, there shouldn't be anyone home. I live here. I didn't tell her this was my family home. I said, I live here, there may be someone home, but they're away.
And my housemate's home. She's like this 55-year-old woman that calls me son. Looks, yeah, she's a bit weird, but don't worry about
looks,
it.
We've gotten home. It's like, whatever, 2 o'clock, and mum's light was on, and I thought, this is not good. I said, look, you better take your heels off. There's someone here. Doesn't matter who it is.
I think it does.
So she's walked in, and it was pitch black, and she's gone down the bloody stairs, and all I hear is boom, 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 boom. And then a... So I've run down to her and I've like quickly get up. My mum has
quickly get
my
up.
My mum's gone, Ash, are you okay? And I'm like, oh good, mum, go back to bed.
I've just fallen down the stairs.
That was me, not someone else.
And then she's actually pretty much in tears, going, my leg, I can't get up. I go, you're gonna have to. I pretty much lifted her up, took her up the stairs to my room.
And did the broken leg put a crimp in the evening?
She turned out to be a real psycho.
Yeah. I know, don't you hate that? When a guy takes you back to his mum's house,
falls down a flight of stairs, does her leg, turns out to be a nutter.
Do you know, my whole night then just became a pursuit to try and get her out of my bedroom?
Oh,
and
good.
She was an A-grade nut job. And
but so are you.
Well, Ash, good here's a you. Surprise for you. That woman is winning this evening.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Williams, appearing in all good county courts over the summer. It is Nova's Summer of Love. It is the Summer Loving Podcast. Myself, Ed Cavalier, to my right in a T-shirt that I don't understand is Mr. Tony Martin. It just says Freck. Good
that
to
was,
see you.
That was sent to us by a listener to Get This.
Oh, good.
Who invented the Freck fashion label.
Oh, yes.
And said to me, if you could wear this around the streets a lot, it's going to catch on.
I'd like to talk directly to that person. You should have gone to Miranda Kerr. I would like to say hello to a man who is nicely dressed, very handsome, has a beard, a wonderful comedian Tone.
Yes.
Coming up through the ranks, absolutely killing it. As we walked into the building, we're walking through the newsroom. It's stacked with hot chicks, the newsroom here at Nova.
Is.
And one of them turns around and says, oh, hey, everybody, this is my friend Nick Cody. And Emma turns around and goes, I saw you doing stand-up the other day. I thought you were really funny. Good morning to you, Nick Cody.
How are you, gentlemen?
Have a round of applause.
Well,
why not?
We're good.
See, this is something new. In my day, comedians repelled women.
Aye.
You know what I'm saying? To me, it feels like every generation of comedians
get
is
hotter
than the one before.
That's
is this something you've noticed?
I talk a lot about relationships, and that seems to attract girls. But a friend of mine, Tommy Little, who you guys might know, and his comedy festival shows, the line outside is like a Victoria's Secret catalogue.
Really?
It
just
is
seedy
disgusting.
Blokes. Oh, no, not the guys waiting for the catalogue, the actual models.
They are so hot.
Tony, name all the Victoria's Secret models.
I couldn't name any of the Victoria's Secret Angels apart from Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Candace Swainpole, and Miranda Kerr. I could name very few of them apart from Alexandra Alessandro. Adriana Lima.
I know.
And I think Anna Beatrice Barros. I think she's been demoted from the Angels.
Has she?
Now,
yeah. They're part of the Angels.
But I take very little interest in the
Victoria's
Secret.
I know, you barely
notice
it. There you go. So that's Tony's credentials.
Yeah.
In the trench coat up the back of a news agency. But Nick Cody, what are you doing, Summer? Because you're, look, as you know, I can't go to the beach, man. I'm too white. I'm too body dysmorphic. I can't walk down there.
I'm the same. I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm the same pale man. I just spent a month, almost a month in the US and then a week and a half in Thailand, and this is as brown
but
as
you're in
gets.
Jail for most of that, to be fair.
Sure. 9 out of the 10 days.
So the did you hit the beach?
I did, but I always forget. I turn up sort of 8 a.m., I put sunscreen on, and I figure that'll be fine, and I forget that I've come from generations and generations of pale, almost sickly-looking English and Irish people.
Do you look like the singing detective?
I had my feet burned. First-degree burns on my feet from sunburn.
Through the shoes.
Hot.
I was wearing steel cap boots.
Very sick.
So what did you do last summer?
To start off summer, I got a rash in an area that you don't normally like getting rashes in.
Us?
And then I followed up. Yeah. I had to get a cream for this particular rash, which didn't go with seawater. So then when I went to the beach, I had a violent flare-up in my nether regions. And then due to a bad boogie boarding mistake, I split open my nutsack.
Nutsack accident?
Good times.
They should put that in one of those Coke commercials for summer. Comes Nick and his exploding ball sack. And then, gather around, everyone.
To follow that up, my friends invited me on a camping trip up to the Murray.
Beautiful.
Five days, single exploded nutsack, Nick Cody, and four couples. So,
how many of them did you root?
No one wanted a piece.
Ah, whatever.
Well, I don't know why. Where was Emma? She's here in the newsroom. Where were you at Tokemall, Em, when I needed you?
Wasn't it Tokemall, my man?
So for the 5 days, all I did was get drunk and try and flash them my balls without them noticing.
Nobody wants to see.
And why are you single, man?
A distended, split-open nutsack, surely. That's not a flash anyone can enjoy.
No one's got that as their Facebook profile
picture. Well, see, both of you were disgusted, which was the reaction I was hoping for when I was flashing people, except one of my friend's girlfriends is a nurse.
And she
would take all the fun out of it by saying, you should put betadine on that.
She's coming on to you, man.
So what advice is there for the person who splits open the nutsack at the beach? I mean, what's the general procedure that you should follow?
Get out of salt water.
No more trips to the beach.
Avoid lemon juice.
Stop your lemon juice bathing. Acid baths.
If you love rolling around in salt and vinegar chips, I'd say no more. Give that a week.
All right, well, thank you. That's medical news covered.
Okay.
Dr. Nick Cody.
I did go to one of those music festivals, Good Vibes.
Highlight of the whole deal.
I saw The Killers.
Right.
It was me and a lot of girls screaming.
And was this pre or post nutsack gate?
Post nutsack gate. A lot of my friends are into some medicinal help on those days. Yeah, I'm not so much into that. So I was just paying $13 for a beer and not knowing any bands because I don't know many. That's why I went to see The Killers.
Why'd you go, man?
To see The Killers.
I was going to have seen them indoors somewhere.
I should have done that. Rod Laver.
You were at Woodstock, Tone.
I was. The last music festival I went to was one in New Zealand called Sweetwaters, and it was Talking Heads. It was in the middle of the country, and they were doing the same show from Stop Making Sense about a year before that movie came out.
Okay.
But we're literally up to our waists in mud by the end of it.
Fantastic.
And David Byrne comes out, and he does a little number with the Dancers with the Lamp.
Okay, good.
In the film, remember that? That's
yeah,
a bit of a
yeah, I remember, but
soft shoe shuffle with a lamp and Stop Making Sense.
Yeah, great, yep.
Older listeners who've stumbled onto this podcast.
I was born in 87. I didn't understand any of that.
He was really shat off, though. And he just kicked the lamp, gave it a mouthful, stormed off.
And that was it.
No more Talking Heads. And I went, that's it. I'm staying indoors. Because then the video revolution started and really there was no need to leave the house.
What do you like going to see? What's your...
I go because I like crowds of people. Like, I like to feel like I'm part of something. Like, I don't like the sun very much, and I don't like things being too loud. So I sit. I often...
Poor choice.
I sort of sit up the back. But I once picked up during Kamal's set at the Big Day Out a few years ago.
How?
Kamal was doing the Lily Pad stage, which was now called Lily World, which is absolutely wonderful. They get a lot of sort of freaky acts. And a man came on, and he was a one-man band, and he finished. And I was hanging around. Mm. And then Kamal started, and there was a girl sitting on the stage... And I was like a moment of inspiration. I just went over to her.
Started making out?
Yeah.
Hot?
No, and I said, hey, and we sort of knew each other. And then, we passed on.
And how many groupies did the one-man band have? Because I know women love it when you've got some cymbals strapped to your knees. That's a great look and sound in the boudoir.
There's nothing sexier than when a man takes off his drum from his back. Come and get it. Hey, I will give $2 to the first person that can sing the first line of either of the verses in OMC's How Bizarre.
God.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll get you
that
guys.
That doesn't help, I know. Some words. Ding, ding, ding. A few letters. Ding, ding.
I've been rolling down the road trying to loosen my load.
No,
that's a different song.
Come on.
Thank you, Maddie.
Will Sweet Sinus on the front? Is that helping anybody? Sinus in the back. Crouton down the freeway in the hot, hot sun.
I've been parked here for 30 seconds, officer. Is that
That's Police 10-7. Suddenly, when blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Anyone, dive in at any time. Nah, too early.
All people know is...
How bizarre. And sweet, you know where I'm going here?
No.
Somebody says we're out of here. Cena says right on. Oh no, I've stuffed it up. Policeman taps the shades. Is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Come on, Tone.
There we go.
You're from there.
I don't remember that.
Did we get a buck?
I remember the song, but I wasn't paying attention. For the words.
To the where are they from? O'Hara Millionaires Club.
The Otara.
Oh, Otara.
The O'Hara Millionaires Club is a group of people who are big fans of Chief O'Hara from
the
Batman.
Original Batman series.
I just know I had a budgie that used to dance to that song.
Trained to or just did by itself?
Just natural instinct.
Can we talk movies, gents?
Please do.
Here's a dilemma I want to put to you. Can you think of a film that someone's loaned to you and said, oh, this is great, you've got to watch this, and then it's sat in your house for like up to a year.
That's interesting.
And you just haven't watched it. For me,
oh, yeah.
It was an Irish martial arts movie, I think the only one ever made, called Fatal Deviation. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen it. Fatal Deviation. A kick you into knackers.
It's pretty much how it goes.
And how was it?
Terrible, but quite funny. Basically a home movie that a kickboxer has made himself. He comes back to town and has to be in a kickboxing competition.
Fantastic.
In order to stop the mafia,
Irish
mafia, from taking over the town. And the bloke who's the head of the Irish mafia, he's the main reason you watch the film, because he's clearly pissed and he's clearly just reading his lines off a card.
Yeah, fantastic.
You'll pay for that deviation from general practice round here, young fella me lad.
Tough talking.
It'll be a fatal deviation for you, my friend.
No, I know you've said.
What's 8 months I sat on that and had to keep telling my friend, I haven't had time to get to it.
No, I haven't had time.
Another one, a friend of mine is currently putting off looking at a film, in fact, another Irish film, but made by John Sayles, called The Secret of Rowan Anish.
Oh, no, I've seen that.
You
mate.
Would have had that at the video shop.
Is that the one about the seal that lives in a lock?
That's the one. And
there's
a guy with a beard and
I've
a pipe.
I've seen it. It's actually quite charming.
A blarney. It's quite charming, but it just...
What's a seal doing in a lock?
When's the right time for that? And this friend of mine,
Saturday
she doesn't
night.
Even know how to say it. She goes, I've been given this film, The Secret of Rowan Irish. And I'm going, it's Rowan Anish. I don't care what it is, I'm never going to watch it.
No, that's like, what was that one I had at home for years and years and finally got around to it and so glad I did? Come on, brain.
Inception?
No, you'll love this. So I go with my girlfriend to movies, Tiff, right?
Yeah.
Now, my girlfriend's very clever. She's also a fifth dan black belt in Taekwondo. I've always got to watch what I say. Her dad runs a series of Taekwondo schools. Her dad is a great man, and he does this thing when he drives the van, because he never wastes time. Ever. When he wakes up in the morning, he does 40 deep breaths to get rid of dead air from his lungs, and the whole family has to do it on the front lawn. So once they finish their breathing, they go back inside. When he drives Tiff anywhere, one hand on the wheel and the other hand with one of those hand strengthener things.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
Does he switch? Or just one massive forearm?
So he's never wasting time.
Yeah, right.
The other thing they like to do is watch movies, and they will watch anything. Tiff will watch anything, but she always says the only thing she cares about is if there's romance.
Right. She for or against?
Yeah.
No, it has to have romance.
Has to have romance.
I've said this before, but it's my favourite story about her. We were watching The Hurt Locker, and it was Saturday night, and it was Guy Pearce had just got blown up, right? And it was all mayhem. It was all Iraq. It's all bombs. If you haven't seen it, it's basically a tense movie about people trying to defuse bombs in Iraq.
There's no Meg Ryan.
No, Meg's not there.
There's no mix-up.
Romantic mix-up.
Chase through the airport at the end? Or?
No, no. No. 15 minutes in, she leans over and she goes, "Hey." I go, "Yep, what is it, sweetheart?" She goes, "Is this a war movie?" I go, "Yes, darling, it's a war movie.
It's the Hurt Locker."
Yeah, and she goes, "Oh, are they trying to blow up the soldiers?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, they're pretty keen to blow up the soldiers." She goes, "Okay, do any of them have an engagement ring in their flak jackets?"
Of course.
"No, sweetheart, they don't." So the other night she got out Inception. She goes, "I'm going to watch Inception," because I had made a comment on the radio that I didn't think she'd understand.
Right, okay.
I didn't think that, because I think that she, as soon as she'd start watching it, she'd think it was dumb and she'd need some romance. She needs to see people getting married at the end of a film. She has said a number of times, "If only people realised if you just put a wedding at the end of a film, then everyone will go and see it."
You know, if you two had just watched Dear John together,
yeah,
that had a bit of love and a bit of war in there. You know, Nicholas Sparks follow-up to The Notebook.
Even Three Kings has the bit where Mark Wahlberg calls his wife for about 30
seconds.
Yeah,
but there's no wedding at the end.
No, okay.
You know, so anyway, she said, "I'm watching Inception." It was 8:30. At 8:34, she sent me a text saying, "Inception is dumb as. Who cares what happens in a dream? No marriages in sight. Thank goodness for Kate Hudson." So she was putting...
Hang on.
And she put on Fool's Gold.
Oh, no.
Then she sent another text about an hour and a half later. 10 out of 10, Kate's done it again.
Hang on. So she got 4 minutes into Inception.
Yeah, as soon as
Four minutes.
As soon as she put it on, it came on, and she's seen that there's a bit where they're chasing each other, and it's sort of a little bit tense.
2 minutes in, you've got Ken Watanabe in the ridiculous rubber mask.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I just, the film lost it for me.
Right. He lost it for me just because I went and saw it with my girlfriend, but we'd been out to dinner before, got drunk, and then when we went in, I went, "That's the guy from Batman Begins." And then I just couldn't.
He was great in that.
League of Shadows.
Do that line, man. They got in The Last Samurai.
And then you have too many piss breaks because of the booze, and then I had to watch it again sober.
You had to
leave. It was great the second time I watched it. The first time, I didn't get it because I missed it.
There was a bloke when I went to see The Expendables that had brought his girlfriend along.
Yeah.
And he had not told her
good chick flick.
Right.
What it was about. Right? He hadn't told her, and I knew he hadn't told her because he was sitting behind us, and they were sitting down, and she was getting sus when the previews came on because all the previews were a bit kicky and a bit gunny. And she's like, "What's this movie again?" And he's like, you know, it's like got all these old school cool actors in it. You know, Jason Statham, you know him, the hot guy from Lock, Stock, you like him? And she's like, "Yeah, I like him." And he goes, "You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it, you know, Kindergarten Cop." And she's like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that movie as well." And then it starts. And in the first 3 seconds, about 90 people get their heads blown clean off. And you see it happens. And she went, "Oh, is this movie like that? Is this going to happen the whole way through?
Can we go and wrench Failure to Launch?"
Yeah, please.
Well, no. This has been a fantastic summer loving, don't you think?
Oh, no, quickly. Someone say something like that summer is about. Like, I'm so like exhausted from being at the beach with my tan and my abs.
Backyard cricket. Yeah. I'm fourth day into the test.
Oh, yeah. And?
My cousin is on 942 runs.
He won't accept one hand, one bounce.
Nan's backyard. It's not a good spin pitch.
No. Won't take spin.
Won't take
tennis
spin.
Ball on concrete.
It's so summery. I've just got the sprinkler on in the driveway, just watering the concrete.
That's nice. Keeping the concrete nice and moist.
Being a Wally with water.
I should say this. I am going to the cricket dressed in the Australian cricket outfit.
Right.
They're that bad. I'm pretty sure I will get a game. So be looking out for me on Channel 9. That's us. It is Nova Summer of Love. Whatever you are doing over the summer, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. You got to do this. Enjoy yourselves in moderation. You know, keep each other safe out there. If you are like the girls I see on Blue Water High or Freshwater Blue, which is a new reality series that they're showing on MTV in the afternoons, Tone, which is like an Australian version of The Hills.
Okay.
But it's sort of people who've just left school. There was some very good advice there. The other day, one of them said to Livy, I believe, "Livy, just because it's schoolies, you don't have to get all shit-faced and go gay every night."
Words to live by. And would you like to go out on a song?
Please.
Because I don't know if you saw Vladimir Putin.
Oh, Russian Prime Minister.
Performing Blueberry Hill.
Wow.
Before a group of Hollywood luminaries. Listen to this.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
There were a few Chechen rebels in the audience, so... Everybody! Summer lovin'!
On Blueberry Hill.
Bye, everybody!
We'll see you next time, Nick Cody.
Mate.
Thanks for having us.
No worries.
Good to see you, Tone.
Thanks, Ed.
We'll see you next time on the Worldwide Interweb.
Thank you, Matty D.
Mine's a scientist.